You're listening to All Things Considered on 89.1 WEMU. Good afternoon, I'm Bob Eccles. A new performing arts group called Ann Arbor in Concert has a special one-night-only performance of the Tony Award-winning musical Ragtime set for Saturday night at the Michigan Theater. Joining me to talk about the group and the performance are the president, founder, music director, conductor of Ann Arbor in Concert, Eric Lofstrom. Hi, Eric.
Hi, Bob.
And also Mike Mosalem. He's the director of Ragtime. Hi, Mike.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. Good, thanks for joining me. Let's start with a little bit about Ann Arbor in Concert, the group. If we can just find out a little bit more about the group. It's fairly new, obviously.
It's very new. This is our first year. It sort of started as a brainchild between Mike and myself many years ago back in Boston as a way to... another opportunity for the really talented folks in this community to get on stage and perform these really big, epic musicals. One of the big challenges that you have when you do one of those shows is it's a lot of cost, a lot of time. And we think that we may have found a new way to perform these shows that allows us to get around some of those things.
Who are basically the members of Ann Arbor in Concert?
It's completely community-based. This is all, everyone you see on that stage is volunteering their time, their talent, and their dedication to making this happen. It's all local folks. Mike, help me if I forget people. We have folks like Christopher Taylor, who's an Ann Arbor City Councilman and lawyer in Ann Arbor. Ron Woods, who's also associated with the town. Adrian Pizzoni, who is a U of M music theater grad. Hank Miller, who is a current student here in Ann Arbor. Who else, Mike?
It's really a nice mixture of, quote unquote townies, some current students of the School of Music, Theater and Dance at the University of Michigan, some alumni of the musical theater program, and just people who have a general passion for performing and for the arts and arts in Ann Arbor.
Okay, sounds like a pretty big group.
It is. We will have, if I do my math right, roughly 95 people on the stage.
Okay,
yeah, it's going to be quite an event.
And there's also an orchestra involved.
There is. Yep, we have a it's about 35-40 member orchestra. They're on stage, the singing choir is on stage, the leads are on the stage. We're not putting anybody in a pit in these shows.
All right.
So, a lot of this it really is the brainchild of Eric and I met doing I directing and he music directing for a group in town called the Burns Park Players, who are an amazing group, also community-based. And they're, the way that they do shows is that if you are involved in the show in some capacity and have a child who goes to Burns Park Elementary, then that child can be in the show. So those shows range in size of, 100 plus people, 100 students, as well as up to 40 and 50 adults. And Eric and I sort of saw the way that that organization sort of started and how greatly rooted in the community it was, but also this gives us an outlet and a chance to do shows that might not necessarily work for that group and might give us an opportunity to do shows that we've always wanted to do but might not work in that setting.
Okay, so Saturday night is your inaugural performance. Tell me a little bit about what we will see Saturday night and hear Saturday night.
So it's the show Ragtime won a bunch of Tonys. The music is stunning. The story is heart-wrenching. Mike can tell you a little better about the story, but you're going to see 95 members of your community up there singing amazing music, performing an amazing story. You'll have a full singing choir, full orchestra. It's good. The sound is going to be amazing. The look, the space, the Michigan Theater, you can't get much more beautiful than that.
True.
Mike, you want to tell them about the story?
Yeah, so basically the simplest way of describing the intricacies of the story of Ragtime is it takes place at the turn of the 1900s, mm-hmm. and you have three social and racial classes, your white Americans, your African Americans and your immigrants newly coming to this country. Right. And it's really about the social and racial ignorance and class divides that were prevalent during that era. And to be honest with you, it's a very topical show because a lot of those themes are still as ever topical today.
Okay. Now, once we take in Saturday night's performance, are there plans for future performances for Ann Arbor in concert?
Without a doubt. We really hope that we can kick this group off with a lot of excitement, a lot of energy, a lot of community support. We need everybody to come out and see this show. Encourage anybody who has any interest in musical theater or just great music, please come out and see the show. It's going to be quite amazing. One of the great things about this group is that in its format, it allows us a lot of flexibility to do a lot of different things. So we absolutely intend to do, we would love to do two or maybe even three shows a year, maybe even turn it into some type of, you know, concert series.
Sure.
We can, you know, one of the unique things about this group is that what you're going to see on Saturday was accomplished by a lot of hard work by a lot of folks in 3 weeks.
Wow.
It's a really, really short but very intense rehearsal period. And yet the quality of the performance is just off the charts.
Outstanding. Where can folks find out more about Ann Arbor in concert? I know you have a great website.
Thank you. they can certainly go to our website, which is a2ic.org. So the letter A, the number 2, the letter I, and the letter C.org.
Right.
They can go to our Facebook page. Just search for Ann Arbor in concert. There's a lot of great photos there. And follow us on Twitter. I think it's A2 in concert is our Twitter handle.
Okay.
We've got some great folks involved on the production team who are absolute geniuses at social media, so they do a great job.
All right. Anything we're leaving out that we still should talk about?
Thank you so much for having us, and we look forward to seeing everybody at the show.
Yeah, thank you so much, Bob. We appreciate it.
No problem. Eric Lofstrom is music director, president, founder, conductor of Ann Arbor in Concert, and Mike Mosolom is director of Ragtime, which is being performed Saturday night at the Michigan Theater.